This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be joined by Ollie White, of course, your Sligo man who's on the home stretch of your mammoth cycle from Madrid to Glastonbury Music Festival. Thanks so much for joining me. It's a pleasure to have you on the show here on iRadio.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Not at all. Now, I suppose to start off, what actually made you want to set out on this quest of cycling? It's some feat.
I suppose I've always had kind of an adventurous gene in me. And I've been living in Spain for the last 3 years, 1 year in Valencia and 2 years in Madrid. And my plan this summer was to go back to Ireland. But I found out before Christmas that I got a ticket to Glastonbury and I'd never been before. So I kind of wanted to change up my situation. Having lived and worked in Madrid, I was working there as a La Liga content creator and social media manager for the football there. And then I just wanted to do something different, just change it up. I was very much in my comfort zone in Madrid, you know, just in a very nice apartment and a lovely life there. And I just wanted to get out of my comfort zone and try something new and give myself a challenge. And this, everything kind of lined up to make this make sense for me to do. And I've kind of been dreaming about doing a bikepacking trip for probably over a year now. Mm-hmm. And this one just seemed like the right one, and just quit my job and just decided to do it.
Amazing. Because a lot of people mightn't understand as well that, like, when you get offered that ticket to Glastonbury, you're going to take it, because don't you have to go into a lottery? You're not automatically, you know, going to get a ticket. So when you get that golden ticket to say, yeah, you're able to go to Glastonbury, I mean, you have to take the opportunity.
Exactly, yeah. The process of getting a Glastonbury ticket's, it's very hit or miss. I did it with some friends, and there's five of us going in our group, and we had about 15 different electronic devices all logged in trying to get the tickets, and only one of us got through. And thankfully, he was able to get us all the tickets, and I really couldn't believe my luck. And then, yeah, just it's been building up ever since then. And then, obviously, since I left Madrid, it's been ever-present in my mind that my reward for all this hard work will be my first ever Glastonbury experience.
That's amazing. Obviously, there's an enormous journey. What kind of training or preparation did you do before taking it on? I'm sure you had to get all the equipment to make sure that you're, you know, set and ready to go and be able to take off.
Yeah, that was I was very busy, you know, in Madrid before I left. I was working full time, so I didn't have really any chance to go out and do much bikepacking. In fact, before I left Madrid, I only ever went bikepacking once, meaning I only ever went off on my bike to find somewhere to camp, stay the night, and then cycle back to Madrid one time before I left on this journey. So I suppose there was a bit of apprehension there as to like whether I'd be able to do it. But the training was really quite limited too. I cycled every day in Madrid. I had my own bike that I brought over from Sligo last summer.
Yeah.
And then I also used the city bike scheme to get everywhere in Madrid. I never used the metro or buses. I only ever cycled everywhere. So every day I was on bikes, but I was never doing more than, you know, 10, 15K. And then on the weekends, the odd weekend, I get out and do 35, 40 kilometers. But nothing, no long distances really. And then once I decided I was definitely going to do it, I invested in a new bike, a bike that was much more capable for a trip like this. And once I got the bike, that was about 2 weeks before I left. The last 2 weeks was just a big rush getting all the rest of the equipment, like the bags and cooking equipment and all this stuff. So the preparation was pretty basic, to be honest. I'm kind of just going with the flow and seeing how it turns out, but it's all been good so far.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you're not just doing this journey so we can all enjoy your social media. You're also raising money for two really important charities. What are they, and why did you decide to raise the money for these specific charities?
Well, yeah, I wanted to use this opportunity of, you know, lots of eyes on my videos to raise some money for some important causes. So I decided to do Doctors Without Borders, Medicine Sans Frontières, who provide, you know, very vital medical aid for for war-torn countries, especially in Gaza and Palestine. I really wanted to do something that could hopefully help some people in that horrible situation. And then also, I wanted to do one closer to home. So I chose Northwest Hospice, which is a very important medical service in the northwest of Ireland, you know, offers great services for people in Sligo, Leitrim, anywhere in the northwest. So two important causes to me. And yeah, I just thought I'd use this opportunity to raise money. And we've already raised over €1,000. So we're already halfway towards my initial goal. But hopefully we can break that record and then keep going for and raise as much money as we can.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, hopefully now by talking to us here on iRadio, you'll have another couple of people putting their hand in their pocket and supporting you. Of course, Glastonbury starts on Wednesday, so you're nearly there now. You've got a couple of days to go. How much further do you have to cycle to reach Worthy Farm?
So I was looking at the route this morning. Problem is, you go in, you say on Google Maps, oh, how far is it to Glastonbury? And say, oh, it said it's 100 kilometres. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, grand. Like, I've done plenty of 100 kilometre days in this trip. But then when I go into the actual app that I use for my routing, it's like saying 126 kilometres or something. So I'm going to chill here in Totnes. I'm staying with friends here. Lovely. And then the plan is to get up early in the morning tomorrow and just get as close to Glastonbury as possible. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday morning, I'm going to meet my friends who are coming down from Manchester to hopefully go in together. I'll be on my bike. I have a fella who we've connected with on social media who's going to lock the bike for me during the festival. Excellent. So that's all sorted anyway.
Lovely. I love your attitude. I know obviously you've probably seen so many amazing, you know, towns and places along the way. You know, has there been a really beautiful or unexpected part of the journey that has kind of kept you going and, you know, like that, like a lovely place that you've seen or somewhere that you kind of maybe wouldn't have seen unless you've been doing this?
Exactly. On this trip, I wanted to, obviously I had a rough route that would bring me in the direction of Roscoff where I got the boat to England. Yeah. But I had, especially during the Spanish part of the trip, I had specific places that I wanted to see that I hadn't seen before. And I could list a few, but one that really stands out is Aragon, which is the autonomous community in Spain, kind of west of Catalonia and just on the border with France. It's a very big autonomous community. Mm-hmm. And it's very mountainous and green, and it's got beautiful agricultural fields, and I was just blown away by the nature there. It's like incredible mountains with loads of forests, and then you come to a lot of reservoirs or lakes and they're bright blue water. I just really couldn't believe it, and I hadn't really heard too much about this region of Spain. And that was ended up because it was on the border of France. I basically went the whole way through Aragon. And then when I went over the Pyrenees, the Spanish side of that was, well, both sides were equally as incredible. But in Aragon there was an incredible blue lake as I was about to go up the Pyrenees. And I just couldn't believe the beauty. It was really, really special to witness it. And on a bike, you can really take it in because you're not just whizzing by it. Especially when you're going up a hill, you get the time to look around and breathe it in and embrace it all. And I think the highlight was definitely crossing the Pyrenees because that was a massive challenge physically, but it was so worth it. The reward of the views and the sense of fulfillment after conquering the Pyrenees was immense.
That's brilliant. Of course, most people sometimes dread the camping part of a festival, but I suppose you've been camping out for a few weeks now. Will you be upgrading yourself to glamping for the festival or any luxuries like that?
Unless someone wants to give that to me for free, I'll be in with the punters, with my friends. Bit of an issue that I need to solve today, but I've been very busy. 3 or 4 days ago, I was wild camping in a forest beside a beach in France, and woke up in the morning and my blow-up mattress was completely disinflated.
Oh, no.
So it's got a puncture and I haven't repaired it yet. So this task is to repair my air mattress so I can get some comfortable hours sleep each night at Glastonbury. Going to be doing a normal camping. No plans for anything too fancy.
Well, hopefully. Maybe somebody will be listening and they might upgrade you. Of course, we're going to be talking a bit about festival fashion a little bit later on, but can we expect you to see you in the Sligo jersey at the festival, or have you got your festival outfit sorted?
Funny you ask that. As you can imagine, on a bike trip, I have very few clothes. Mm-hmm. And anyone who's seen the videos will see that I just like basically wear the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. So I have two jerseys with me. I have my local GAA club in Grange, St. Meloche Gales. I'll be repping that for sure.
Brilliant.
I have a Newcastle United jersey because they're my football team. But my friend Sita, who I'm staying with here in Totnes, she's actually gone out charity shopping for me this afternoon. Brilliant. To try and get me a few outfits for Glastonbury. So let's see what she comes back with. I have no idea.
We'll be looking forward to the fashion show on social media. Of course, Ollie, you're raising money for two really amazing charities. If people want to find out how they can donate, where is the best place to go?
Well, all the links for the charities are on my Instagram page, which is at the Ollie White, TheOlliWhite. And that's the same on TikTok. So you can follow me there. And then each day at the end of each video, I say about raising the money for the charities, and you can just click my bio and it's a fundraiser there, and you can just donate whatever you can. Any donations are very much appreciated. It doesn't matter how little or how big, every little helps.
Absolutely. Ollie, it's been a pleasure having a chat to you. We wish you all the best in the rest of your journey to Glastonbury, and I hope you enjoy the festival. And listen, thanks so much for talking to us here on iRadio.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm a long time listener.
We love it.
And it feels amazing to be on the show, because especially when I was about 10 to 12, before we all had phones, I just listened to iRadio every day. So thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, thanks a million. We really appreciate it. And listen, best of luck. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.